So Adam Olszanski is the CEO of the Woolamai Racing Club, and if he was having a caravan and camping show on the weekend, he could probably have a chockers crowd, but unfortunately it's a race meeting and we're on the wrong side of the rules at the moment, and Adam joins me. G'day, Adam.
Matty, thank you. I don't know about CEO, but you can call me secretary.
I think CEO's just got a bit more resonance about it, doesn't it?
Oh, I think I'll have to get paid if I'm called a CEO, but... I've been involved now with Woolamai for a number of years on the committee and the last two as secretary. And, we're busy. We're busy getting ready for Saturday, but it's definitely going to be a different look race meeting than we were hoping.
It's been an awkward time, hasn't it? Because we've been feeling that we've been getting closer and closer to a crowd return. That's been the vibe. That was, even going back a few months, that was what the MRC was thinking when they wanted to push the Caulfield Cup back and the Caulfield Guineas. But as it turns out, Woolamai is just going to be on the wrong side of it, as it would seem is the Jericho Cup. So you've sort of made some provisions for a crowd, but ultimately they won't be required now, will they?
We were cautiously optimistic earlier in the month when the Premier indicated that from, well, yesterday, outdoor events and the restrictions around them would slowly be lifted. And we sort of thought, well, maybe 5 days into that period, by the time we get to Saturday, we might be able to be one of the first events, not just racing events, but outdoor events that might be able to have a small crowd. And we didn't quite know at the time what that number would be, and we were just happy with a couple of hundred, not necessarily 500. But it just seems that the work is still taking place behind the scenes, as you heard from Mr. Pakula, and the racing industry is still meeting with government, and the framework's not quite ready. And even if the framework does get released and those guidelines do become public later in the week, it just wasn't enough time for our volunteer committee. We're entirely volunteer-based, including myself, to put together and to act on those guidelines in what might be only 1 or 2 days before Saturday. So we were definitely up for the challenge. We were excited that Country Racing had nominated us for being the first picnic racing meeting of the season and had cancelled all the others up to this week. And I think they're disappointed as well. They probably also saw there was a good chance that we might be able to be the meeting that has a slow reintroduction to crowds, but it's not to be. It just, as you mentioned, it's probably just a week too early.
You had provisionally pre-sold some tickets just on the off chance that the crowds would have been able to return?
We had to hedge our bets because had we been given the green light this week, we were thinking it was going to be hard to make the meeting viable by having a crowd with only having, say, 3 or 4 days to sell tickets. When you turn the switch on to have a crowd, you've got the expenses of gate staff, you've got security, you've got all these other overheads. And so for those to be covered by people coming through the gate, you need at least a certain number. And that's why we were always saying we never advertised, but we did open up a couple of tickets, about 100 tickets, that were available on the website for those that may have stumbled across it in their search to see whether we were racing. And we always made it clear that there was still a good chance that we would have to say no and refund. And that's what we've done. We only sold, I think it was in the end, 88, before we got the inkling about a week and a half ago that maybe the probability of us having a crowd was starting to reduce. We had a number of questions that were just not being answered in regards to a number of racing protocols, most notably cash handling. There's a policy at the moment that within the racing bubble that's in place in all race courses at the moment where the participants are, there's no cash handling. Any transactions are done by cashless methods. Whether that would be carried over to the public side, and for us that wouldn't be viable considering the kiosks and the bars are run by little community clubs and footy clubs, they would need to have some sort of ability to transact in cash. And other protocols like, again, in the racing bubble, only prepackaged food is available for trainers and jockeys. And whether that would also be a policy for the wider event and the public side of the races. So there was still a little bit of still a number of questions that we needed answers on, and when it was looking like the decisions weren't going to be made on those, it was becoming likely that we weren't going to have a crowd, and so we put a pause on selling tickets.
Right.
The 88 tickets that we sold have been refunded, and we knew as of yesterday that it just wasn't going
to
happen.
Now, we had hoped to speak to CRV boss Scott Whiteman today, but CRV is locked, as are the three metro clubs and government officials, locked into discussions today and tomorrow regarding coming up with the right protocols to comply with the small reopening of crowds. And those protocols will probably loosen as the crowd numbers increase and the fear of coronavirus abates. You've got a couple of more opportunities, and I'm just wondering what it may look like. So January the 2nd is your second go at it, and Balnarring is next weekend, and the whole picnic season starts from then on. I'm just wondering how it will evolve and what requirements will be essential. So I'm imagining that pre-ticketing may be a requirement for the entire picnic season, but I'm just not sure how capable, with volunteers and so on, implementing pre-ticketing might be for some of these faraway clubs. Do you imagine that will be what will be required for the picnic season?
I can't see it being done any other way. If you've got a set amount of people you're allowed in, and let's say it's 500, how do you control that number unless you have pre-sale tickets? So the old, I'll just rock up on the day, I don't think that's going to be allowed, at least in the immediate future, which does make it hard for some of these clubs that might have volunteers at the gate just selling cash tickets and letting people in. CRV do have a process of giving out the scanners that can scan these electronic tickets to the country clubs, and whether some of the smaller clubs avail themselves of that service, they might have to now. But I don't think it's going to be a big issue. I think it's going to be a necessary issue right across all of it, not just racing. When you go to the pub now, most often you're knocked back if you don't have a booking. So it's just one of those things that people are going to have to get used to. You have to plan ahead, and it's the only way that clubs are going to be able to satisfy some of the protocols, including whatever that crowd limit is going to be.
We'll have a chat to the Balnarring guys maybe tomorrow as well, because they are closer. You know, they've got a bit more lag time, as does Pakenham for the Pakenham Cup next week. And it'll be interesting what Tom O'Connor says in a minute from Warrnambool when we join in to talk about some of the summer meetings coming up there. But as far as your January the 2nd meeting goes, are you optimistic with pre-ticketing and an easing of restrictions that you might be able to get something like a normal Woolamai crowd of 1,500 to 2,000 people?
I'm not optimistic for those numbers, but I'm highly optimistic around the 500, maybe between 500 and 1,000 if restrictions again, which they've planned for prior to Christmas, to ease again. So we're working somewhere around the 500, a little bit more would be great. Traditionally, it's our big Kids Day Out meeting. So we have the Kelly Sports running the supervised kids activities. I understand they're tentatively booked, but then again, there's questions to be answered regarding that sort of activity and close proximity activities like face painting and jumping castle and all those sort of things. So there's still a lot of questions regarding how or what we provide on that race meeting for people that are paying the $15 to get through the gate. And that was another thing this Saturday. Even if we got the go-ahead to have crowd, a small crowd, if people will be coming through the gate paying $15. Bookies, the TAB, highly unlikely they would have been there. We might have just been able to have a kiosk and a bar. And it's really a question of what are people getting for their race day experience at the moment. And that was probably another reason why we decided not to wait till later in the week, whether we could manage whatever the framework would be, because we didn't think people were going to get value for money by being so restricted.
All right. Well, the horses are back, and hopefully the humans will be back on January the 2nd. Adam, thanks for filling us in, and best of luck with your kind of ghost meeting on Saturday.
It will be unusual. We've got 127 nominations, so there's no doubt that the demand for picnic racing is strong. Unfortunately, we'll have to ballot some horses out. But it's fantastic to see, and it's been seen over the last couple of weeks with many of the horses that ran at the picnic circuit last season already up and running at the professionals and getting fit. So we're going to have a big meeting. It will be great to see the familiar faces, and then let's hope for the week after it's Balnarring that the framework is out, something that they can work around, and they might be able to lead in a few people and have a bit of a crowd for their first meeting.
Absolutely. Good on you, Adam.
Terrific.
Adam Olszanski there, Tom.